Welcome back to the Big Game Records series, The Require Herd. Here we have some big timber. It's from Cataract Creek, Whitcomb Valley, 1938. It was shot by Gordon G. Atkinson. Yes, it's 9 by 10, 42 and 42 and 6 long. It's overspread, 43 and 3/8, so 5/8 overspread times 3. Loses 1 7/8 of an inch. Scoring still over 40. 41 and 6. Span of 30 and 4. Beams of 7 by 8 and 2. Coronets of 10 and 3 by 10 and 3. Crikey. Brow tines of 18 and 3 by 18. There's only a bay on the right hand side, so it doesn't score here. 5 and 5 on that side. Trades are 12 and 3 by 14 and 5. Inner Royal 13 and 5 by 14 and 5. Outer Royal 14 and 4 by 5 and 5. Outer Off Royal 3 and 1 by 3 and 1. Outer Off, the Outer Royal on the right hand side of 3 and 2. Back tine is 20 and 4 by 21. There's an upper off the back tine of 1 inch on the left hand side. Both sides have outer off the back tines of 5 and 5 and 1. And both sides have inner off the back tine of 13 and 2 by 13 and 2. And so the total for this monster is 371¾. Following 2 days of excessive storm spent sheltering in the Vincent Hut, Atkinson and his companion N. Gibson were on their way up the valley of the Whitcomb River with the promise of a few fine days delivered by a southwesterly change. After losing a good trophy over a bluff, Gibson managed to secure a nice 19-pointer. Camping in the vicinity of where Gibson had his success, Atkinson spotted a good stag late in the day and well up in Cataract Creek, and wisely decided to leave him until the following morning. Next day, after relocating his quarry, Atkinson set off to stalk him. Shortly after doing so, hearing another stag roaring about 200 metres ahead of him, he decided to investigate. Looking into a small basin, he was confronted by a stag carrying the heaviest antlers he had ever seen. He could hardly contain his excitement, but taking control of his emotions, prepared himself for the shot. His first shot missed, but startled by the report of the rifle, the stag ran forward, only to stop once again broadside onto Atkinson. His second shot did not miss. He then moved on to secure the first stag he had located the evening before. Yee-hoo! What a time to be alive. 1938. Crikey dicks. Of course, McConaughey's heavy, heavy timber that we had in the Records Club is from a similar area. Next up, a legend of New Zealand hunting, which I was reading about in the Rod and Rifle series, Volume 3. Charles F. Shuttleworth, Wilkinson Valley, Whitcomb River, 1934. Make sure you subscribed and have shared this out, because these just keep getting better. Cheers. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011, all rights reserved.